From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. U.S. bombers strike targets in Libya. U.S. Air Force B-2 bombers attacked Islamic State military camps in Libya in a move aimed at eliminating extremists who had escaped the former IS stronghold. The mission was announced by Defense Secretary Ash Carter.
Our Africa Command conducted airstrikes against two ISIL camps south of Sirte. Initial estimates indicate that the airstrikes killed more than 80 ISIL fighters, many of whom had converged there after fleeing from local partner forces who had cleared Sirte last month with our help.
The strikes were carried out overnight and were authorized by President Barack Obama, marking perhaps the final use of military force by a wartime president who intervened in Libya in 2011 as part of a coalition that ultimately toppled dictator Muammar Gaddafi. Former Texas Governor Rick Perry said today he regrets his infamous statement about abolishing the Energy Department and instead that the federal agency performs a critical, insisted that the federal agency performs a critical function. Perry, President-elect Donald Trump's choice to head the department, told a Senate committee that if confirmed, he'll be a passionate advocate for the department's core missions and will seek to draw greater attention to the vital role played by the agency.
My past statements made over 5 years ago about abolishing the Department of Energy do not reflect my current thinking. In fact, after being briefed on so many of the vital functions of the Department of Energy, I regret recommending its elimination.
In remarks for his confirmation hearing, Perry also said he believes the climate is changing, saying, "I believe it is naturally occurring, but some of it is also caused by man-made activity."